I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We are going to keep it with the local sports scene here this afternoon on the show because we do have a big event coming up tomorrow. It's going to be at Ernie Gardner and Heritage Fields up in Helper. I'm really excited about this event. Of course, everybody is now well aware that the USU Eastern baseball and softball teams will be shifting their new home field. It is in Helper, and tomorrow is going to be a golden opportunity for the community to get out, meet Coach Kurt Haney, chance to meet Coach Caitlin Groves. We're going to talk about all that and more. Joining us right now, we have Pam Giuliano of the Giuliano Group. And Pam, it's great to get you in today. I'm excited about this topic and this conversation, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited about this too. This is keeping with the long-standing baseball tradition of Helper. We're excited to welcome USU and include them as part of the baseball story, from clear back in the days where we had mining camps and playing baseball to, you know, more recently Little League, American Legion. And welcoming the university to Helper as their home field is pretty exciting news on a local level. But we have some of the best fields out there. And I know when the American Legion folks travel this way, they always talk about how great Gardner Field is. So we'll be meeting at Gardner Field at noon tomorrow. And then we're also going to walk over to Heritage Field, which is basically across the street. And that's where the women will be playing softball. So you'll get to see a little bit about what we're working on behind the scenes in order to get the fields ready for baseball season that starts March 2025, and getting the women ready for softball. And I'm pretty excited about that, too. So we have hot dogs, drinks for the kids and folks that are joining us, a little bit of swag that we're going to be giving out. But more importantly, like you mentioned, you're going to have the opportunity to meet the coaches, see a few of the players, and get to know the field again. And we'll share with you a little bit of what our goals are in getting ready for 2025. There's lots of opportunities there for volunteer, for sponsorship, and just participation in general.
Yeah, I don't know if I didn't know if the players on this year's baseball team would understand the nostalgic vibe that this is going to give off. But in my interactions with them, yes, they understand this, right? And it's not as if this field has been vacant for a very long time. The high school played there just a few years back. A lot of people around the state know it as the Helper American Legion Field. That's what they know it as, right? I mean, it was synonymous with the American Legion baseball, was synonymous with this field. But the one thing I can tell people who have never been there for a game, I'm a sucker for nostalgia, especially when we're talking sports, and that field just has it.
It does. And in fact, it's been described as the field of dreams. When people come back, whether they played as American Legion or Little League, or even just going to sit in the stands to watch the game, they're excited to see USU back, because there are a lot of us, not just in Helper, Price, and Wellington, that come to watch baseball, but from around the region that just love the nostalgia that's behind it. It's been there for such a long time, and we're working on getting some photos and some stories together for March to put a little bit of a display together, so that's kind of fun. Speaking to the nostalgia side of it.
Yeah, that's so important in sports. I mean, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you guys have been prepping? I know that this is an event that you want to kind of introduce this, right, to the community that's been out there. So what are some of the things that you guys have done on the side to prepare for tomorrow?
That's a great question, Jordan. One of the topics that we're looking at helping the community understand is we're reconditioning the field, bringing it back to what it was. You know, we had great coaches in American Legion. Jeff Cincineros took a great care of that field and so many others. And when the high school was there, bringing it back to that condition, we've already started doing some of the work. We've got some local businesses that have made some major contributions in that arena to help. And then bringing the Heritage Field up to the standards that will make collegiate women's softball what it needs to be, that bringing it to a great experience for both the players and those that are coming to watch the game. We're also looking at revitalizing where our bleachers are. We've got to, you know, address bringing those standards up to some ADA and just some level of comfort that makes it a little bit more conducive for seniors to have some access. We're also looking at on the concession side and the putting in a bullpen for practice for both baseball, and then we'll need one for softball. So those are just a few of the things that we're working on now. And then we've got long-term plans too, because this commitment with USU is a long-term commitment. So we're going to be working to develop that player and the sports enthusiasm enthusiasts. Oh my gosh, the sports enthusiast experience there too. The baseball experience is alive and well in Helper. And then we're really excited about this. USU was very generous in offering to host baseball and softball skills camps. So for youth in the springtime, they'll have an opportunity to meet with the coaches and players and learn some skills. So, and that'll be free to the community. So we're pretty excited about that too.
Anytime you can get a kid out to the baseball field, I think that's what, for me personally, and I say this all the time on the show, the thing that makes baseball so special is that every kid, it's our country's pastime.
Hey, right? So it is.
Every kid in this country should have the opportunity to play on a baseball field, an actual baseball field. Yes, there's greatness in playing in sandlots, don't get me wrong, but every kid in this country should have an opportunity to play baseball at some point in time in the summertime on an actual diamond.
Absolutely.
So I love what you were just talking about, these free camps.
Yeah, and the look on their face when they walk out. It's so exciting. So if we've got kids coming, tell them to bring their mitts. Plan on hanging around and talking to the players so they get their side of it and get that enthusiasm, get them ready for springtime. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Put the electronics down, go outside. We've got a few nice days of weather ahead of us. Get all jazzed up for next year's baseball team coming to town. And you know, the great thing about this, it's a partnership. It really is a genuine partnership. I said this yesterday to someone, and they said, how is it that they're going to be working with Helper? I said, it's a genuine partnership. This is truly Helper City and USU saying, we want to work together to make the best possible experience for baseball, for women's softball, for the kids, for the community. And so we're excited. And it is the nostalgia that is bringing this whole thing together, front and center, something to do with kids and family, America's pastime.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Again, Pam Giuliano of the Giuliano Group joining us right now as we talk about an event tomorrow. Before we get back into the event, Pam, I do want to talk about Heritage Field, because a lot of my conversations have been geared around Gardner Field and the baseball team, but one of the things that I think has been overlooked in this whole aspect is the women's softball team finally has a place to call their own.
Yes.
And I know when they brought the softball program back, there are difficulties. There's avenues, there's obstacles that you know, you have to overcome to get your own field. And I understand that. But yeah, I can't look past the fact that they finally have a place to call their own. And I think that's great for this program.
Yeah, it's going to be their home.
Yes.
This is their home field. And on that note, we're addressing the field to meet those standards. Like, we're going to have to move some fencing and not just recondition a field, but get it up and going.
You got to build it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a cool opportunity, too, to come in at the ground floor and build it the right way. And then not just a bullpen, but the dugouts, make sure that those are appropriately established. And making sure that we have, if we've got seniors that are trying to get up to that field, because typically you park down at Gardner and walk up, we're going to make sure that we've got easy access for not just the ADA, but seniors that want to come and watch the ball field. The sponsor board, I mean, we're going to work on updating with more current sponsors, because, you know, a lot of those that are up at Heritage, we have businesses that aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make this as fresh, as important as our baseball. And I, for one, am really excited to see what we're going to be able to accomplish there. I've been talking to a few folks that live in the area that knew some of the former women's softball teams, like the Mitchell's Mummies, and there were a few softball teams that were local, and invite them to come out and watch the women play too. So yeah, we're pretty excited to host their home.
Yeah, it's great that they finally have one of those. Before I let you go, I want to jump back in and talk about this event tomorrow because, again, a couple of hours, it's Saturday, weather should be great, right? Here's an opportunity for people to come out and kind of get to see what the experience is going to be like. I almost view this as a presentation where you get some food, right? That's kind of what this seems like. Yeah.
What's baseball without a hot dog?
That's part of the experience.
Yeah, so we'll kick it off at noon. We're asking everybody to park in the field just outside of Gardner, like you would if you're coming to watch the game. Come in, grab a seat. We're going to do a quick 2-minute welcome. Ask everybody to get their hot dog, ask questions, just hang out with us in the field, and then we're going to do an overview of what the expectations are. We hope the kids are going to either stay there or play in the park. But we're going to be pretty tight. We're doing this for 2 hours. This is an introduction, a chance for you to get to know a little bit more about what our goals are for the field, welcoming the coaches and the team, and talking a little bit about how you can get involved. I already have three groups that are interested in being volunteers, and had a couple Eagle Scouts that stopped by and said, hey, can we help out in some way, shape, or fashion? And so there's volunteer opportunities. We're talking to the community to encourage them. If they are enthusiastic about this, it makes it much easier to approach some of the companies that we want to approach. So come, we will have the paper there, the hot dogs, drinks, that's all free. We've got a little bit of swag for the kids. That's going to be free too, but just come and get to reintroduce yourself, your family to the fields.
Perfect. That'll be tomorrow again at Gardner and Heritage Fields. You can come get set for what's going to be a brand new partnership between USU Eastern and Helper City from 12 to 2 tomorrow. Pam Giuliano of the Giuliano Group joining us. Pam, it was great to sit and chat with you this past segment. I really do appreciate the time.
Great to see you. I should have brought Joe. He's the well-known of us with the pro shop. He's always busy over there. You guys know each other. But this was an honor. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate your time.
No, it's definitely my pleasure, Pam. Again, thank you. We've got to pause for just a moment. Closer to ending this week of Drive Time Sports, we'll flip to the national scene when we return tonight. The Utah Utes right here on KOAL, and then we'll get set for what should be a pretty big day of college football. That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports.